This is Rescuing Zentaurus by Bob Drucker. A full cast recording with songs by Bob Drucker and Steve Dawson. Chapter 1. At Home in the Rock of Truth.
I am a cat named Eoric. That rhymes with historic and meteoric, but I'm not here to puff myself up. The real hero of this story, of the journey to save the state of Zentaurus, is my dog sister Kaitea. I only helped. Everyone, everywhere should know what Kaitea did and celebrate her courage. I am happy just to tell the tale. The story begins on the morning of my first birthday. I sat at our kitchen table coloring placemats for my birthday party. The placemats had the outline of a medium-sized mouse. I was supposed to color just the mouse. No chance of that happening. I like to think outside the mouse. Kaitea had her back to me, standing at the kitchen counter. She had on an artist beret. She was sculpting fish balls for the party, trying to make them as round as she could.
How are the placemats coming, York?
They're coming along great. Very colorful.
Are you coloring inside the lines?
Inside the lines? And then some. How are the fish balls going?
I'd say they're rounding into shape.
Well, these placemats are great. Complete messes. No one's ever going to have to feel bad if they spill food on these, I'll tell you that. Let's see, that's 8, 9, 10. Enough for my friends. How many friends did you invite?
Well,
you invited friends, right? Kaitea looked uncomfortable. You didn't invite anybody?
Well, it would have been a tough sell. Come to a party with a room full of cats.
Hey!
Well, most dogs don't enjoy spending time with cats. We'd rather chase them, actually.
You enjoy spending time with me?
Yes, but I've had practice.
Queen Ravenna? We lived there with our person, Ravenna. Ravenna was, first of all, the truth upholder of Zentaurus, like her mother before her. She was also the queen of the entire land, but she was a queen without a throne. In exile, Ravenna was in her favorite chair with a book of magic in front of her. It was a large and very old book decorated with golden trim. That book covered her whole face and upper body, too. She lowered it and shot Kaitea a look of warning. "Don't tease him," said that look. Then she said to me,
"There's truth in what she says about dogs and cats, Eoric, but also truth in that she loves you."
Well, that helped a little to take the edge off my hurt. Then Kaitea took off her beret. Her large ears flapped down to their normal position, and she raced over to my growth chart, where I had stood so many times before.
"Come on! Let's see who's a cat and who isn't."
The growth chart showed my gradual progress towards cathood. The lower portion was colored yellow and labeled kitten. The top portion was red and labeled cat. I had gotten closer to the red in the last few months of my young life, but had never broken into it. Now I stood before the chart for my reckoning. Kaitea picked up Ravenna's Book of Magic and placed it flat on my head. I stood on my tippy toes and craned my head around and saw that the edge of the book was in the red!
"Feet on the floor, please."
I lowered myself by half.
"Feet flat on the floor, please. You know what we say in Zentaurus. The truth matters. Especially in this home, in the Rock of Truth itself."
I lowered myself reluctantly. I looked over my shoulder and saw that the edge of the book had slid down from just up into the red cat zone, back down into the yellow kitten zone. What disappointment! Kaitea looked disappointed too. She looked at Ravenna with a "what can we do here" look.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?